Hi there. The word for today is on how change happens. In Genesis 32, verse 10, we read Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw the face of God." We've been talking about the process in our lives through which God changes us, through crisis, through commitment to change, through confession and acknowledgement of our sins. Today, let's talk about the change that happens through cooperation with God. God started changing Jacob the moment he admitted who he was and began to cooperate with his plan. Jacob called the name where he wrestled with the angel of the Lord Peniel, which means the face of God. Hear this. Each of us must eventually come face to face with God, and when he do, he can change us. In essence, God told Jacob, "Now we can get down to business. Cooperate with me and trust me. I'll make the changes you want and I'll bless you." Notice, God didn't say, "Try hard. Use your own willpower to become perfect." That doesn't work and God knows it. Willpower alone doesn't bring lasting change in our lives. It just deals with outward circumstances. Internal motivation is what brings about lasting change. And the inside is where God goes to work. God told Jacob, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel." Jacob would never be the same. Once you've had a personal encounter with the living God, he changes you. He changed Jacob from a cheater to a prince. God saw his potential. He looked beyond that tough exterior, that guy who liked to portray himself as hardened and worldly wise. God saw all Jacob's weaknesses, but he also saw beneath the surface. That's not the real you, Jacob. You're actually a prince. Your name's going to be Israel, a prince with God. And the same goes for each of us. Romans 8:16 says, "We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ, that we may be glorified together." And again, Paul writes in Philippians 1, verse 6, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ." And that's the word for you today.